to be. Hi, Tina. How are you?
Good morning.
So you're going along with your mom and dad on their anniversary trip to Hilton Head this weekend.
Yeah, I would like to point out that they invited me.
Well, still.
She's still crashing, though.
That doesn't make it weird. Like, I wouldn't go to my parents. My parents went to a party once, and I didn't go to their anniversary party with them because that's a strange thing to do on a vacation.
They offered me a free vacation. I'm skipping the snow.
Tina, I don't blame you. I'm going to come down on your side. I think it's great that your family is close enough. Because if you want to go, and that's cool, and that's great for mom and dad. That's a close family. If we were to ask Carson, you want to go to Hilton Head for your mom and dad's anniversary? Why would I want to do that?
But you have more than one child. Tina's the only child.
If I asked Allison, she would do it just to be nice, but she didn't really want to go either. No. So, Tina, I think it's great. You have a nice, close family.
Thank you.
My kids, on the other hand, with the exception of one, they're all a bunch of ishes.
Shout out, Chase.
Okay. Well, tell me about these donuts. What do we got here?
Okay, well, Dunkin' Donuts came out with a ghost pepper donut, and I've seen different reviews online. Some people say it's spicy. Some people say it tastes like a strawberry donut. So I say, like, let's just enjoy them and see how we feel. I don't have a high tolerance for spice.
I have a high tolerance for spice, but I just don't like ghost peppers because I'll never forget the day that Fallon gave me a ghost pepper. I was blindfolded. I thought it was a piece of celery. Then I realized, oh, it's a hot pepper. So I started to play it up and play along, chewing it really hard and making funny noises. And then it really started to kill me. Mm-hmm. And it got into all over my body. And it took me a good 10 or 15 minutes before I could recover.
Here's what it sounded like when we did it with you last time. But this is just a ghost pepper. This isn't a donut. This is just the ghost pepper, Dave.
Oh, why do you have a rubber glove on your hand?
I just wanted you to know that whatever I'm doing, I actually cannot handle.
It is a tarantula.
I cannot handle it. I have to put a glove on.
She is actually
wearing a rubber
glove.
You chose wrong, in case you're wondering, by the way. You should have chosen Jenny because Jenny was the sweet and innocent one.
God, I hate this bit.
So, now we're just going to take one of these here babies. We're going to come over, and you're right, it is a food item.
So is it edible? Let me ask you a question. It's not poop out of the cat box.
No. And it's going to Dave's mom.
Put it in.
I don't know what to do with
it. Put it in.
Eat it.
Dave, you have to chew. Chew it. Just take a couple bites.
Freshly plucked from the garden, it's a ghost pepper.
Holy crap.
It's so hot that I cannot even touch it because I don't want it to burn my... No! No! You cannot... No. If you spit it out... No, if you spit it out, you see... Here, now you see another one.
We have back.
You have to eat another one.
You don't know.
Oh, my God. His face is turning red. For those of you who are not watching on Facebook Live.
Oh, my God.
Face is red.
It's spread in my
eyes. Are watering.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
He can barely breathe.
So red.
His throat might be closing
off. Your eyes are red. Do you hear? You want the banana?
Oh,
you want the banana? Nope. His eyes are watering so much. I feel bad.
I don't know what to do.
You're like
That's
crying.
Really bad.
Oh, God. Okay. Oh. All right. Go to break. Go to break. I'm sorry. I feel terrible.
Oh, my God. That's bad. I remember that day like it was yesterday. I thought it would be like, oh, it's going to be a little bit hot. Oh, no big deal. And then it went up in my ears and it went up on my nose and my eyes. It was awful. And then somebody brought up milk, and milk helps a tiny bit, but not much. It basically takes time. Let's do it right now. The Ghost Pepper Donut Challenge on KWB. Tina's going to ask us a trivia question. We all need to arm ourselves with a donut. Now, we all take a ghost pepper donut from Dunkin'. Hold on, let me grab one. Lightly colored. They are regular donut looking with a tan frosting and red sprinkles. I'm going to sniff it.
And I'm going to take video because if it's good, then I'll make like a hyperlapse of us taking each bite.
Oh, wow. Hyperlapse? What's that even mean? Is that a time lapse?
I don't know. It's like a time lapse, but a hyperlapse.
Tina, question number one is for Jenny. Here we go.
All right, Jennifer.
Yep.
Which country has the most vending machines?
I know this one.
China.
So close, it's Japan.
Yeah, Japan. They're everywhere, Jenny. They're everywhere. Take a bite.
Okay.
Ghost pepper donut. Jenny is taking a big bite right now out of the center. It is an average donut-sized bite, and Jenny is chewing, and...
Okay, I do feel the spice.
Uh-huh. Doing okay?
But I don't think it's too bad. But it always hits you a little bit later. So check back in 10 seconds.
Okay, we'll check back. Now, the good news is Jenny is not tearing up.
No,
she's not
yet.
Screaming. And Jenny's she's a Norwegian from Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. They don't like spices. Now, that might sound like a generalization, and it is. But they think ketchup is spicy.
I feel it Jenny's in the back of my throat.
Yeah?
But it's not burning, but I can feel it.
Next question for Steve-O. Steve, here we go. Mm-hmm.
Steve, what was the first toy to be advertised on television?
Wait. It's not Barbie.
Nope.
Oh, I know this from...
Can I take Steve's?
No.
No, Dave.
Can
I you take may Steve's? Not. No. This is for Steve. You have 5, 4.
It's not Battleship.
3, 2.
I don't know what.
1 is a Mr. Potato Head.
Oh, I knew that.
I didn't know. I thought it was a Slinky. Okay.
I thought it was.
It was not. Steve, you have to take a bite.
Okay, here we go. Oh, I'm taking my first bite.
There we go. Take your first bite. It is a ghost pepper donut, and we get a bit of a reaction. If it's just going to taste like a regular donut with a tiny bit of spice, this bit's not going to be that interesting. Yep. It'll be delicious, but not that interesting.
Okay, we're not. Okay, yeah.
Doing okay?
When you get, it's all not in the donut, but it's all in the cream on the top.
Oh.
The frosting.
It's in the cream.
Next question, Tina.
All right, Dave. Which character on the TV show Friends once got his/her head stuck in a turkey?
I know this.
I got to say that's, is it Monica?
It is not. It is Joey.
Okay. All right. Here we go. The bite of the ghost pepper donut. Hang on. Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Oh,
yeah, because there's like these red sprinkles on top.
There is definitely some spice there.
Okay. How about for the next round? Mm-hmm. Let me get a spoon.
What?
And I can scrape the top of it. Because I think it's not the donut, it's just a donut.
Mm. I'm having fun with the trivia and the donut.
Okay,
Steve.
Sorry.
Let's just keep it the way
it's
it
a
is.
New, it's a new Let bit, trivia this. And a donut.
Trivia and a donut. Let's do it.
Is this entertaining for anyone it's besides T&D. Us?
This is like the wimpiest jackass stunt ever. Okay, uh-huh. You know what we're going to do? What? Are we going to pound nails into your feet? No, that's not
no.
it. We're going to have a donut that's got a little kick of spice. Next question for Jenny. Here we go.
Jenny, what was the first feature-length animated movie ever released?
Sleeping Beauty.
It is not. It is Snow White.
Oh, really? Yeah. Animated. Oh,
feature-length animated. Take that bite.
Here we go. God, Jenny takes big bites.
Oh, I have them.
The Wisconsin girl. Midwest.
Everything on Jenny is big, and I mean that in a really good way. Jenny has, she's tall. She's like 6'9". Mm-hmm.
Big hair.
She had big, giant blonde hair. She has big, giant eyes.
Yep.
She has
giant eyes.
She does have giant, and
her
mouth.
Big lady lumps as well.
And I'm not going to say that. That's none of my business.
I'm going to say it.
But I will say you have a big old mouth, too. When she opens up, it's a huge mouth.
I'll never forget a couple weeks ago, we're sitting in a meeting, and Dave's like, I really don't like you with your mask on, because you have a big mouth, and I can't tell your expressions. And normally, without your mask on, I can see your big mouth moving around.
Yeah. Jenny looks so bored. It's like, Jenny, are you tired? It's like, no, I'm fine. It's like, okay.
I'm like, what?
Next question for Steve-O. Here we are. We're eating Dunkin' Donuts ghost pepper donuts.
Steve.
Yeah, honey.
When Michael Jordan played for the Chicago Bulls, how many NBA championships did
5.
He win?
6.
Take a bite.
Take a bite, sucker. Here it is.
Oh, really getting in there. I do have more donuts if you...
Nope, we're good.
Yeah. Oh. You need to get in there.
I'm good.
Yeah. Okay. It's all in the sprinkles.
Steve took a way bigger bite than me.
No, but I'm not a baby.
You know what? They're as hot as Red Hots. Remember the Red Hots candy?
Yep, that's
they're
what they are.
Hot. They're not really.
Yeah.
Dunkin' Donuts, good job. They didn't pay us to do this. This is all our idea. Next question, Tina.
Dave, you are currently eating a ghost pepper donut. Yes. What is the unit of measurement for spice?
Oh, I know this one. Hotnik. It's a Hotnik, I'm pretty sure.
No, it is not. It is the Scoville heat unit.
I knew it was something weird like that. Hotnik, Scoville, whatever.
Please take a bite of your donut.
Thank you.
Get in there.
Okay. It really is good, though.
I'm excited. I would like to try one, too.
Dave's taking these little dainty bites because he's on Livia now. He's trying to lose some weight.
Yeah.
Get in there. Get in there.
Sorry. Sorry, I failed
feeling
you,
anything?
Jenny.
Feeling anything?
Yeah, I mean, there's a little kick there, but really it's not. This bit is actually kind of lame, and it's really enjoyable for we DJs.
I think if we would have...
You know what we should do with tomorrow? We should do it with a bear claw tomorrow.
Oh, I like that idea. Those are my favorite.
Or a long john? Or a long... What are they called? Not
a long john.
What are they called?
Yeah, they're called long
johns. It is called long johns? Yeah, the creme in the middle. That would be good for moi. Uh-huh. Let's do it. So let's do that tomorrow. T&D trivia with Tina.
So it's trivia and donut. Trivia and donuts?
Yeah. Trivia and donuts. It's a new thing we do. We could do it with people listening at home. You just get a donut. Doesn't matter. It can be Supermom donut. It can be one from wherever. Supermoon. I don't know.
All right.
And then every time you get a question wrong, you have to take a bite of the donut.
Pretty sure Supermoon doesn't have donuts. Next question's for Jenny. Here we go.
Jennifer.
Yeah.
Which American state is largest by area?
Texas.
No.
Alaska.
God.
People always forget about Alaska.
Always. Jenny, take another bite of your ghost pepper donut. Now,
I mean, there's really nothing new to report.
I get it. There's a little, the little background on this bit. We found these ghost pepper donuts over at Dunkin', and we said, oh, it'd be a great trivia question, a challenge, and if you don't get your question right, you have to take a bite. Oh, it's going to be funny because you're going to be in pain, and it's going to be hysterical.
No pain at all.
No, they're actually delicious. Next question for Steve, so we just decided to enjoy it.
We're just learning new facts with trivia and eating donuts.
Give me something new to learn about.
All right,
tell me
Steve,
something.
What blood type qualifies as a universal donor?
Oh.
Oh, what?
Oh, negative?
That is correct.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Good job.
Okay, no bites. Okay, sorry.
But I'll still do it.
Just okay, go ahead.
Just for funsies.
Oh, man.
All right, moving on to Dave.
Ready?
Dave, which fashion brand's logo features interlocking C's?
Calvin Klein.
It is Chanel.
No.
Duh.
Wrong.
I haven't got a single one right. Here's a bite of the donut.
Mm.
It makes sense, though. Calvin Klein better than Chanel, right?
Well, Calvin Klein is like it's a K. It's a CK.
Oh, yeah. Never mind.
So.
It's all right.
I go to Kohl's. Really? I'm sorry.
That's a K, too.
I do, too.
Now, see?
Jenny?
Yeah, let's do it.
What is the name of the fourth book in the Harry Potter series?
The Deathly Hallows. I don't know.
It's Goblet of Fire.
Yeah.
Goblet of Fire, Jenny. Take a bite of that donut. Look at that mouth. God, that's a big mouth. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, you ready?
I'm ready, Dave.
Steve, a group of flamingos is known as what?
Flock. No, wait, don't.
Feels like you already answered, so.
I didn't answer, though. I was saying it is a flaparty. Flamati.
I like that.
Flamati.
Okay, you don't know the answer.
A flabongo.
What's the answer?
It's called a flamboyance.
Take a flamboyance. Never forget it. Eat the last bite of his donut. He's down. He's done with his donut.
No more for you.
Steve was taking bites in between questions.
You're cheating. We're playing donut. We got ghost pepper donuts from Dunkin'. We thought it would be a horrible challenge. We'd all be in pain. They're delicious. So it's not working out that well.
No.
So we just decided to enjoy the donuts and play trivia. All of a sudden, we have become the light rock station that's doing stuff like donuts and trivia.
Later today, we'll be actually doing play-by-play for your kids' soccer game. It's going to be awesome to listen to.
Here we go.
Dave, what year was the first model of the iPhone released?
Ooh. 2006, Tina.
It was 2007, Dave.
Oh, I would have gone with 2006. Okay, here's my idea for next time. This is workshop right here on the radio. I don't know if you have another round. What if next time, instead, we do lobster trivia, where we get a pot of lobsters, and every time you get a question wrong, you got to put your hand in the pot and see what happens.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I like it,
yeah,
but I don't want to play it. Hey, Jenny, are you done with your donut?
I still have a couple bites left.
Okay, last one. You got to stuff it all in your mouth at the same time. Here we go. Last question.
Are you ready, Jenny?
Yeah, let's go.
What is the least common M&M color?
Orange.
It is brown.
Yeah, brown.
Shove it in your mouth.
Whole thing, Jenny. There it is. And she did it. This was about one third of a donut. She shoved her entire thing in her mouth at the same time. Jenny, nice job. Steve's all done. I'll take the last question, Tina.
Yeah, please.
And then we're going to give away the Great Wolf Lodge giveaway. Here we go.
Dave, which popular TV show features House Targaryen and Stark?
Say that again.
Which popular TV show featured House Targaryen and Stark?
House. That's a name.
No, it's a house.
House.
Like, in medieval times.
The Ryan house and the Letarte house.
I feel like you're really
Game of Thrones, then?
You're really giving it away there, Steve.
I helped him a lot.
Just eat the donut.
You've never even seen it.
They were going to eat it anyways.
That was good.
They were good.
Someone says that we suck at trivia, but do people like that are listening the new idea of trivia and donuts? We just sit around, we'll have different crumbs, different types of donuts.
Different crumbs?
Yeah, crumb filled. We can have fruit filled.
I'll give you different crumbs.
Sprinkles on top.
Gross.
You nasty. Right.
Yeah.
And we know it's big.
Thank you, Tina.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. Are you going to come back and ever do Lake or Mistake, where you name a lake and we get the...
I got lakes and I got mistakes.
Okay,
so.
Can we do that later this week?
Yeah, I'm ready.
And can you also do your other bit, Celebrity Dine and Dash?
Yeah, I got lots of celebrity friends who like to not hang out with me.
Okay, that's true. Thank you, Tina. Nice job. That is Donut and Trivia and Donut, or Donut and Trivia on KWB.